Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Walmart.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We are on day 20 of the government shutdown. Here's where things stand. There is an increasing recognition in the White House and among Trump's most important allies on Capitol Hill that the only way for him to get movement on his border wall is to figure out a way to build the barrier on his own. The president has options: national emergency or other executive action, but it's almost time to put a nail in the coffin with his congressional efforts.
There is no deal to be had with Democrats. All available public and private evidence tells us there's no deal to be had with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, despite what some of his aides might tell him. The president is running up against a Democratic House that's doing exactly what it said it would do: block his wall. He's not going to split Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, and there's no space between the two leaders on the issue. The White House made a flawed calculation a few weeks ago. They thought Pelosi would be ready to deal and could deliver Trump his wall once she got past her leadership election. It was a serious misjudgment by an administration that frequently misreads the Hill and is having a tough time reading Pelosi.
They thought she would cave on the wall, and she isn't. Here's what's important to understand about Nancy Pelosi. She's a slow burner type leader, not unlike Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. They don't get flustered at momentary shifts in whatever debate they are a part of. Pelosi has set a strategy and a theory of the case, and she's going to stick with it. Yesterday, the White House had Jared Kushner on the Hill, trying to work out some sort of wall for something deal. Pelosi has said she's really not that interested in a wall trade. The White House should save Jared's time, especially today, which is his birthday.
And what's with the storming out shtick? Maybe it works in real estate, where both parties are yearning for a deal. But yesterday on the Hill, people thought it was strange behavior and the sign of a president under intense pressure with little room to maneuver. If the president does declare emergency, the House and other entities would immediately jump in and try to have the courts stop the move. But it would allow Trump to claim progress, which the president is seeing none of at the moment. He could open government and say the wall is being built, and if the courts strike it down, he could blame the judiciary, something he's done before.
Here's something to consider. Republicans don't really like this emergency declaration stuff. They think it's executive overreach and undermines congressional authority. Also, Dems can cut the money Trump uses to build the wall in next year's appropriation cycle. The president's counsel and army secretary are accompanying him to McAllen, Texas this morning. He's scheduled to leave the White House at 9:15 a.m. While at the U.S. Border Patrol McAllen station, Trump will participate in a roundtable on immigration and border security. He will also travel to the Rio Grande and get a border security briefing. Fox News' Sean Hannity will run an interview with the president from his time down there at 9 p.m.
Katie Rogers and Maggie Haberman have a story in the New York Times that Bill Shine was on a Hawaiian vacation during the shutdown. He's back now, but isn't in charge of putting together a cohesive messaging strategy. The impact on the shutdown continues to be felt. The Post is reporting food inspections by the FDA have been significantly reduced. And the Post has a piece up about the Coast Guard putting out a tip sheet that told people to have garage sales to deal with the shutdown.
Marianne Levine has a story up that's worth watching. Senator Amy Klobuchar is saying DOJ denied her a meeting with Trump's AG nominee Bill Barr before his hearing, citing the shutdown. Barr did meet with Republicans like Chuck Grassley. On the 2020 front, Alex Thompson scoops that a top Sanders 2016 advisor has been accused of forcibly kissing a subordinate. A woman is accusing Robert Becker of inappropriate sexual advances in July 2016. The woman did not formally report the incident. Becker, who isn't on Senator Sanders' payroll, has been calling potential Sanders 2020 staffers and traveling to early primary states. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With over 2 million Americans suffering from opioid addiction, Walmart is taking action to help communities across the country, limiting certain non-chronic prescriptions to a 7-day supply and requiring e-prescriptions for controlled substances by 2020 to help tackle the crisis and save lives. Learn more at walmart.com/prevention.